was incredible. I mean it. You don't believe me. Can you hear me? Hey, I don't even know your name.
New York businessman calls his wife to say goodnight, then goes out, picks up some chip, he brings her back here for sex. Beyond that, well, nothing makes a whole lot of sense.
How's that?
Security monitor records a victim entering the room with a woman at 10:13. Same monitor records a male leaving just after midnight.
Couldn't she have just changed clothes?
Out of that. Male is definitely a different person. Short hair and at least 30 pounds heavier. The video never recorded his entry, nor the chip he ever leaving.
Well, we're 30 floors up, no other means of egress. Did the medical examiner establish a cause of death?
Guy blew an artery. Must have been some roll in the hay.
It's hard to imagine this day and age someone having sex with a perfect stranger. Any sign of robbery?
The male exited wearing the victim's suit, carrying a suitcase, and wallet's gone.
You know, I don't even know why we got this call in the first place.
Really? Somebody at the Bureau put out a memo requesting any case involving this exact COD. I assumed it was.
Thanks for the call. 5 deaths, 4 in the last 6 weeks between here and Boston. In each case, the victim dies in the throes of passion. 2 women and 3 men, including the last one.
All young, healthy adults.
All with symptoms of massive coronary arrest.
You think there's a new drug on the streets?
The oldest drug, not even illegal. Each body showed the presence of huge amounts of pheromones.
The chemicals animals secrete? You mean sexual attractants?
Radar love. Only about 100 times stronger than found anywhere in nature. Strong enough to produce anaphylactic shock or a coronary.
So you think somebody's synthesizing them?
It's been done, but in nowhere near these concentrations. And hold on to your hat, Scully, because you're going to love this. The pheromones we're talking about, they contain human DNA.
Well, there's still a question as to whether humans can produce pheromones. So how can that be?
I don't know. But if it's true, this guy's a walking aphrodisiac. He's the ultimate sex magnet.
He or she? You've got victims of both sexes, both a man and a woman on the hotel security monitor.
I know. That is a puzzle.
So what is our profile of the killer?
Indeterminate height, weight, sex. Unarmed, but extremely attractive.
It gets weirder. As I said, there's been 4 deaths matching this M.O. in the last 6 weeks. In Boston, Hartford, Philadelphia, and here in Washington.
killer's moving south.
There was a death I made a note of about a year ago with the same symptoms. A 32-year-old UMW labor organizer was found dead outside a town called Steveston in the woods of Massachusetts, home to a sect of religious isolationists called the Kindred.
Right. They live up there without electricity, phones, any modern amenities, a lot like the Amish.
The Kindred are known for their handmade stoneware pottery. They mine the clay themselves in the local hills.
Well, what's so weird about that?
The white clay in those hills is particular to that region. It's also the same substance I scraped out of the scratches on the latest victim's side.
Well, wait a minute. Aren't these people famous for their abstinence and their pure Christian ways?
Yes. But it looks as if one of them may have forgotten to clean under his fingernails. Excuse me, ma'am. This is Federal Agent Scully. I'm Agent Mulder.
We're investigating a possible murder. Well, there aren't any killings around here.
What can you tell me about the Kindred? They keep pretty much to themselves, huh?
Yeah, some folks say it's because they're doing ceremonies up there, voodoo or something. I've got nothing against them myself. They bring in the tourists.
Did the Kindred let you take those pictures?
Oh, those. Those are from back in the 30s.
What about the missing ones?
I'm having them reframed. They're right here under the counter.
Can I take a look at them?
Sure. They don't like strangers up there much. The road's in pretty rough shape. That's Steveston. That's them now. They usually shop at the feed store.
Excuse me, ladies? I think I'm gonna go inside. You need anything from the feed store?
Hi.
Must have problems on the asphalt. Has she ever thrown a shoe? What's her name?
Alice.
That's sweet. Did you name her?
We named her all together. I'm not allowed to talk outside.
It's all right. I'm Dana Scully. I don't mean you any harm.
Brother Andrew.
Scully, what are you doing?
I was just talking.
You all right?
Yeah, I think so.
You want to sit down? Sense about him?
There's something up there, Mulder.
Well, I've been saying that for years. About a mile walk.
After you.
Now, this. That's west.
What does the map say?
That we should be there already.
Mulder, look.
We're FBI agents. Federal police.
I'm Agent Mulder. This is Agent Scully. We're here to investigate a murder.
I'm going to have to ask you to remain at a distance, please, sir.
Your weapons are forbidden here. We can outlast you at this spot. You're not leaving where we stand until your guns are handed to our counsel. You will have them again as you leave.
We can't do that.
Please. I'm Sister Abby. This is Brother Oakley. We're all saddened by what has happened in your world, but it does not concern us. Up here, no one kills another. Ever.
We just want to have a few questions answered.
It is your weapons that are unwelcome here, not you. Come and pray with us. Be one of us. And you'll see that we harm no one. Please relinquish your weapons. Please. Now there is no reason to be afraid. Let us pray as one. We who are separate, give thanks for our allotted time in this world. We ask for strength that we may bring forth the bounty that God has provided.
Amen.
And we pray for the day of the coming, the moment of our release.
Amen.
Let us eat.
I was wondering if we might ask a few questions. We're looking for someone we believe may have come from here.
We have pictures.
We do not allow pictures.
A crime has been committed. We have certain questions that we need answered, if you'll forgive us.
What are these pictures?
Hotel security videos of a man and a woman who may have committed a murder.
Where was this crime committed?
In a hotel in Washington, D.C.
If we can arrange for you to look at the videotape, maybe you can identify the individual.
How much violence has this person caused in your world?
5 murders so far.
And may kill again, which is why we need your help.
Has anyone left here recently?
Your world does not interest us. We have no need for your violence or your questions. I've said what is needed. They have no right to be here at this time.
Brother Wilton, stand. Before we can accept any man's person, we must accept our own. And I ask, who can stand in your sight when once you are angry? I am ashamed to lift up my face, and I shall not be ashamed in this evil time. Make atonements for this wrath, Brother Wilton.
That's all right. We didn't take any offense.
Anger, as violence, is not tolerated. Our brother must be admonished.
He can't breathe. He does not need your help.
He's choking to death.
Remove Brother Aaron from the dining hall. We did not invite you here to interfere.
We take care of our own.
A mile to your car. Stay in the path.
Thanks for your cooperation. The Addams Family finds religion.
Take me back to the 20th century.
You believe all that back there, Scully?
Believe all what?
All that we take care of our own business.
Well, they better take care of their own, or the man at the dinner table's a dead man.
I think it was all an elaborate act.
What, the choking?
No, all this simple life living from abundance craft. These people know something, Scully. You can see it in their eyes, the way they look at one another.
You think they know who the murderer is?
Did you notice how they managed not to answer a single question of ours? And that outburst at the table was right on cue. Somehow they got us to answer their questions. Did you ask yourself why there weren't any children around?
I know, that was odd.
You want to know what's really odd? You know those pictures we saw down in the store in Steveston today? The ones from the 30s? I swear I saw some of those same faces at the dinner table tonight.
These people have probably been intermarrying for years.
Maybe. Maybe not everything is as black and white as it appears to be.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go back for a little look-see. Maybe they went to the movies. You hear that?
Uh-huh.
think I want to see what's in that cellar.
Give you information. I know who did it.
The murders?
You've heard our prayers. You've seen how we live our beliefs. I want you to find this killer. I want you to find him for me. He was my best friend.
What's his name?
Brother Martin. I called him Marty. Marty was different.
What do you mean, different?
How does he kill?
We're not sure. All of the victims died of cardiac arrest.
He poisons them, doesn't he?
Maybe. How do you know that?
Something. Something about Marty. Found them out on Route 44. We were wandering. Marty and I used to do that, explore the edges of our world. Somebody must have left them for garbage. They are garbage.
Why did you keep them?
It was Martin who kept them. Some of what I saw in the magazines, some of it was beautiful, but most of it I didn't like. It was garish, But Marty, he couldn't get enough. He liked even the paper it was printed on. Slick. Marty was captured by your world. He left us to become one of you.
You said Marty was different.
Yes.
How? How did he kill his victims?
I could be banished.
Does it have something to do with the ceremony in the barn tonight?
Is different. We're all different.
Scully! Get off of her!
You not to interfere.
Doing back there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You all right?
I wasn't ignoring you. No. Of course I saw you. I just didn't recognize you. Conversation.
you feeling?
Better. A little embarrassed, actually.
Why? You don't remember any of it.
Miss Life, I don't remember.
Why didn't you get out of there before he...
Because he told me he knew who the killer was.
How did you know he wasn't the killer?
I believed him. So what did you see down in the cellar?
Just brother what's-his-name buried in some gopher hole in the wall. Buried alive.
How do you know he was alive?
Because I was in there with him. And his face was different. Even his hair, it was almost feminine. It was like he was going through some kind of a transformation.
Changing sexes?
That would explain the hotel security video.
So you're saying these people...
I know what I saw, Scully. And I saw you about to do the wild thing with some stranger.
Think he was trying to kill me?
Maybe it's the sex that kills.
Well, if he was trying to kill me, why did they let us go?
I don't know.
All right, let's break it up.
Ow.
Out of the car.
Sorry, officer.
You too. You a pro?
Pro?
What?
On a scale of 1 to 10, she was a kind 3. But there was something about her.
Did she touch you or make physical contact in any other manner?
Her touch was electric. But after that, I remember only vaguely.
What do you remember?
Nothing, actually.
Try to remember, Michael. The policeman at the scene supports what you said, but maybe there was something unusual about this woman. Something you wouldn't feel comfortable telling the police on the record.
But this is off the record.
Absolutely.
What did you see, Michael?
After she left the car and she was fighting with the cop, I saw her in her clothes. And she looked like a man.
She was a man.
The club scene used to be so simple. It's off the record.
Scout's honor.
Well, I can't rule out the possibility that who we're looking for is a transvestite.
I think Don Juan in there knows the difference between the male and the female of the species.
I just don't want us to ignore the obvious. I mean, how else could you explain a woman overpowering a 200-pound cop? She was a he.
Agent Mulder, Agent Scully. The credit card that was stolen from the last victim in D.C. was just used to order takeout in a hotel downtown, about 8 blocks from here.
It was always forbidden. But after the first time, I couldn't help myself. Touching a human man or a woman is as powerful for me as it was for you.
This is Agent Scully requesting police backup and additional agents at 771 Catherine Street. That's the Hotel Catherine.
Your world offers pleasures. Pleasures we don't know because we're different. But you know that now. The others will punish me for what I've done. They'll find me. Because the day is coming, and they won't leave without me.
Mulder!
Delivery!
I'm okay.
Down the stairs.
Don't hurt him.
No. Step away. I'm armed.
Surrounding 10 blocks have been secured for the past hour. We set up roadblocks and all the routes out to Steveston. So far, nothing. No reports. There's no way they could have gotten through.
What if they did get through? There's only one place they'd hide.
Found something in the hayfield.
I don't understand. How can they just disappear? They have no means of transportation.
No earthly means of transportation.
Oh.